It's Tim Pitchell back with an audio boo on November the 26th. It has been a couple of months since I've sat down to do an audio boo, and the reason I'm back today is that I got feedback from a listener and reader of my Psychology Today blog and listener of my podcast with a super suggestion. Karen from Dallas said, "You know, why don't you use the audio boos to respond to listeners' comments that you get or readers' comments? Because there's not always room to do that on your full podcast." And I thought that was a brilliant idea. So I'm going to take that up in full on December the 1st and try to go back to a regular boo, if not a daily one, but certainly regular. And I thought I'd begin quickly today with a guy who identified himself as Sisyphus, and the reason he did is that his whole thought about procrastination after reading some stuff is that he said, you know, this is kind of a hardwired problem, and like Sisyphus, who rolled the boulder to the top of the hill only to have it roll back again, he wonders how futile is it to even battle with this procrastination because this is just the way he's hardwired. And his question was how much evidence I've come across in the research that points to procrastination being hardwired. Well, the answer is not going to be that satisfying in some respects because, like everything, the heritability of most major traits is 50%. So it's always a dance between nature and nurture. And of course, there are many things in us that are hardwired that may well make us vulnerable to or predispose us to self-regulation problems, whether it be problems with impulsivity, lack of self-discipline, and what we generally call conscientiousness, a basic personality trait. And those sorts of things set us up for what we'd say are hardwired problems. Now, certainly nurture doesn't correct it by changing that necessarily, but we can develop alternative habits and more conscious ways of being that defeat that. And when I thought about the Sisyphean task, you know, you roll the boulder to the top of the hill only to have it roll down again tomorrow, although that carries with it a really pessimistic attitude, in fact, that's so much of what life brings us every day, that we breathe in and we breathe out. And it's a very Zen-like choice I've taken there in terms of the balance of things. But from that Eastern perspective, I would remind people that when a novice was seeking enlightenment and spoke to his master and said, "So how do I find enlightenment?" He said, "Have you finished your rice?" And he said, "Yes." And he said, "Then go wash your bowl." And our lives are full of these mundane tasks. And one of the mundane tasks for those of us who seem to struggle with self-regulation problems is to bring back into focus the strategies that we'll use today to succeed today. So yeah, it's certainly, everything is hardwired to some point, isn't it? That's what the human being is. And it's always a dance between nature and nurture. I'll be back again with more questions from listeners and some quick thoughts and by way of answers. You can learn more at procrastination.ca.